Let Nancy finish, then Alex will respond, and then we'll ask John Faden to weigh in as well. Go ahead, Nancy.
If it's past practice that all motions that are voted on by the PNB are voted on to be in effect in perpetuity, then where is that in a policy? Where is that policy? I know there's lots of policies floating around. When was that policy established? And if it wasn't established, that question goes to the parliamentarian about the when a person says this is past practices, this is how we do it. How does that carry weight without motion?
Okay. Alex, can you respond to Nancy's question?
Well, there's two types of committees. There's ad hoc committees, which, as Nancy indicated,
I'm not talking about the committees. I'm talking about motions in general, one of them being the ones that to establish the committees. I know about ad hoc committees, and I know about standing committees, and I think most people do. Ad hoc committees are appointed by the boards on the spot, like our strategic planning committee. They're not written into the bylaws. I know about that.
I'm asking about
the policy of motion.
Time's up for this item, Madam Chair.
Okay, I hear you, Adrian. Nancy,
asking about the policy of motions being said to be in perpetuity. Is there a motion that established that, or is it?
I'd like to answer that if I'm given a chance.
Go ahead, Alex.
There's no such motion as allowing motion to be subject to perpetuity. What we're talking about are standing committees, which by definition continue to exist unless the motion that created them is rescinded. And to rescind a motion for a standing committee takes a two-thirds vote. We could have done it that way, but I think this is just a cleaner way to do it, particularly with committees that haven't met. So that's all we're talking about here.
Thank you, Alex. Now, Mr. Tatum, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. There are only two kinds of committees. One is a standing committee. The other is a special committee. And there are many types of special committees, such as ad hoc, et cetera. The motion that I'm looking at is referring to standing committees. And as everybody has said, standing committees are those that are outlined in the bylaws. So by dissolving a standing committee would be a violation of your bylaws. What this motion means to me is that the people on the committee were the ones that were removed, but the committee and its name were not removed because that's per your bylaws. So I'm thinking...
No, that's not true. That's not true, Mr. Tatum. There are standing committees that are not in the bylaws. They're just standing committees.
No, a standing committee is only from one that's in the bylaws.
That's not true.
That's the definition of standing committee. Well, that's not the way we've been defining them.
Nancy, please do not speak without being recognized. Sorry.
Parliamentarian still has the floor?
Yes, go ahead.
Committee by Robert's Rules of Order are those committees that are outlined in the bylaws. I don't know what you've done in the past. I've been with the board since 2015, and I would like to correct a lot of things that the PNB has done in the past, and this perhaps is one of them. Special committees are those that, as Nancy said earlier, were the ones appointed by the board from time to time. Standing committees are in the bylaws, and when you remove the name of a standing committee that's in the bylaws, you are actually changing your bylaws. I'm okay with changing the population of a standing committee and putting whole and putting new people there, but just my personal opinion, the standing committees that are outlined in the bylaws, the name of them cannot be moved, cannot be discharged.
Okay, I hear
you. We have standing committees that are not in the bylaws.
Alex, do not recognize you.
Bill for the
okay. I believe that what Alex is saying is that the LSP has created standing committees that naming them as standing committees that are not bylaws mandated standing committees. Is that correct, Alex?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So let's go back because Mr. Tatum is true is correct. This motion could be interpreted to mean that all bylaws mandated committees, such as the Finance Committee and the Personnel Committee of the Local Station Board, are hereby dissolved if they haven't met in 12 months. So can you word it that be it resolved that just take out the word standing and say...
That this applies to standing committees that are not mandated in the bylaws.
Mm.
Would that clarify things?
Okay, I have a question for you, Alex. If there was a committee, a finance committee that hasn't met in 12 months, but it still seems to have membership, do you want to dissolve the membership or just the entire committee? In other words, what is the problem at WBAI? That somebody is holding on as a chairperson?
The problem at WBAI is we're trying to create some committees to do outreach and fundraising, and we're being hampered by various interpretations of Robert's rules that say since we already have a standing committee, never mind that it hasn't met in 10 years, we can't create these other committees to do this.
And are those standing committees populated? Do they have anybody in them?
No, they have not met in over 10 years. There's nobody on them. They don't do anything. They just exist somewhere on paper, or did exist somewhere on paper a number of years ago.
Bill for the stack.
Nancy to the stack.
Okay. First we have Bill. Bill, do you want to weigh in on this?
In the bylaws, there's no standing committees for the LSPs. That's where the confusion is. Like, there's standing committees of the PNB, but this motion we approved dealt with committees of the LSP, correct? So we're not in violation of any bylaws because we're not talking about standing committees defined in the bylaws.
Okay, very good. I think that, Mr. Tatum, does that resolve your objection?
It does, because I wanted to make sure we're naming things right. These committees of the LSB, as Bill is saying, they should not really be called standing committees. They should be called ad hoc committees, commissions, special committees, commissions, anything else but standing committees. Their best name is special committees. Those are committees that are formed from time to time to perform a certain function, and when they finish that function, then that committee can dissolve itself. So if you would just change the word, that's the only problem I had, Madam Chair, is the word that we're calling these committees.
All right. Alex, do you have any objection to just removing the word standing, which seems to be creating...
Yes, I do, because these committees have been for years referred to as standing committees, whether they're standing committees in the sense that is interpreted in our bylaws is maybe a separate issue, but we have always called them standing committees, and it would just cause confusion if all of a sudden we called them something else.
Okay, so let me ask you, Alex, I'm just trying to resolve this so that, because I understand that you understand it at WBAI, but this could be very helpful at other stations as well. Can we make the wording something to the effect of be it resolved that committees of the local station board, and then open parenthesis, be they standing, be they defined as, or be they referred to as standing committees or ad hoc committees or special committees, close parenthesis, that have not met at least once in the past 12 months are hereby dissolved. Would that fit? Would that help?
Yes, that would be okay.
Okay. So, Bill, do you have that? We would do this little revision.
Sorry.
Okay. Let me read it to you. Can you take it down?
Yes.
Be it resolved that that committees of the local station board, omitting the word standing, be it resolved that committees of the local station boards, open parenthesis, be they, in quotes, standing committees, ad hoc committees, or special committees, close parenthesis, that have not met at least once in the past 12 months are hereby dissolved.
Okay, so writing that down.
Does that work?
That works for me, but one other point that I'd like to make, and I'll speak
Wait a second. First, Alex, does that work for you?
Yes.
Good. And are you willing? I made that amendment to this revision. Are you willing to second it, Alex?
I second it. Yeah.
Okay. And Mr. Tatum, what is your concern, other concern?
Oh, only one small thing, and that is I'm in favor of trying to correct things that, you know, misnomers that were done in the past. I want to move forward and get people on board, because Robert's Rules of Order is getting ready to come out with their 12th edition in September. So I'm trying to bring everything to date.
Wonderful. Okay, I would strongly suggest that the Governance Committee invite you to speak to it so that you can flesh some of this out. All right, now what's on the floor now, we're going back to this motion that we already approved, actually, and we're going to amend it. Is there any objection to the slight change in wording that we just worked out? Hearing none, this motion is now amended. All right, so we have a possible meeting on Tuesday. It's scheduled, it's a closed session. We may have an open session on Tuesday in an emergency if we need to. Is there any other business before we adjourn? Okay, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, moved and seconded. Any objection to adjourning? Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much. Good night.
Thanks.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.